All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to talk my way through this one.
And now for me, it's just, I've accepted that it's gone.
That it's just forever?
It's just gone.
It's never coming back.
If it comes back, that'd be cool, but...
but you've already made peace.
If I have to sound like Scott Farrell for the rest of my life, then...
oh, Jesus.
How can I be the man without the man?
This happens every year.
Shake it up.
This year was just a little worse than...
Yeah, a little.
Than others.
Well, we should say that... you have found your way.
That's right.
To Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode
265.
265. And we're just calling it New York Comic Con 2012.
That's right.
Now, I know many of you are possibly new listeners out there.
We hope.
Because we did meet some 13 million people this past weekend at New York Comic Con.
And that was just on Saturday from noon
yes.
to one.
That's very true. And we know that a lot of you are tuning in to check out who possibly could have won the Harry Potter Wizards Edition box set that we were raffling off at New York Comic Con.
And I'm sad to say... that if you don't know by now, it's not you.
Yes, that's right.
The winner has already been notified.
True. Contacted. The prize is already shipped.
That's right.
So we want to, first of all, we want to thank everybody who entered, and there were a number of entries.
There were many entries.
But what we're hoping is that now that you've found your way here, you might give us a shot.
Right.
Now, tonight we're going to do something a little different than what we normally do.
We normally have a format of sorts.
Yes, we normally, you know, we will talk about news and we take a break and we talk about comics that came out during the week, product that may have been released, DVDs, and then anything else that sort of strikes our fancy.
Yeah, whatever else is going on in our world,
right.
Perhaps if we're going to make an appearance at a con,
yep.
Or general information mm-hmm. and news.
We also have a what we call the GVM line.
425. 920-6050.
What is that number again, OG?
I'm not saying it again.
425-920-6050.
That's right.
And this is our geek voicemail line,
that's
which
right.
allows you to call us and leave us a message. You can have a comment about something we're talking about. You can tell us something you'd like us to talk about. And you can also ask a question. And really, any kind of comments that you want to make, you can leave over there at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Right. And then you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Correctamundo.
We also have prizes and giveaways that we do fairly regularly.
Fancy, fancy.
Yes. And actually, although we don't have a specific one, do we have a specific one for tonight?
A prize?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Although we don't have a specific one this week because we're doing an irregular show, next week we will have a couple of things.
Nice.
That we will be giving away. And giving away, you know, it's as simple as entering the contest, whatever the contest might be. You might win a prize. Get it mailed right to your door.
That's right.
Pretty good prizes we've done on this show lately, too.
We like to share.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Or so I've been told.
And so those are some of the things that we normally do. We also have our live from Studio V segments.
If they come back.
Well, there's some that are out there now, video things. Right. And they will come back. Some other video things are being planned as well. So that's pretty much Big Kez Geek Stuff, more or less in a nutshell.
Right.
We also...
There's an Austin Powers joke somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, have. I'm in a nutshell. We also have interviews with creators and artists and celebrities and actors and producers and directors and all sorts of fancy people right here on the program as
well. That's right. Hopefully those will be coming back with stronger force.
Yes, soon. Yes.
I'm in the works talking to some people on getting that to happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Got some ideas?
I do.
Nice. So without any further ado, we're so glad you're able to join us here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. But what we want to do now is we want to get to talking about Comic-Con because there is so much to talk about that we're scarcely going to get it in this one episode. But we are going to get it in this one episode.
We are.
Else we would talk about it for three episodes.
So. Else. So unlike San Diego Comic-Con, there is no Wednesday night preview. However,
thank you, Hasbro.
Hasbro provided that.
Yeah. So in conjunction, well, now I understand
for
that,
media.
Yes, I understand that they've done this now on a couple of occasions, and I'm guessing that we've just been busy.
Okay.
On those times, and they do have a little sort of preview night party thing,
a soiree, if you will.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said. OG and I'm Big Kev. That's OG.
Right.
There are a lot. We have attended a lot of events.
We do over tend the to years. Attend events.
Parties and openings and toy fair presentations,
right.
and all sorts of things we've attended. And for many years, we've attended the Hasbro Toy Fair event, which is essentially Hasbro... brings in a bunch of us to show us everything they're going to put out.
Think about like biology 101 in college, lecture hall style.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Except with toys.
Exactly, very very well put. And so, it's usually very dry. It's sometimes very boring. And
love My Little Pony talks.
It can be a little bit confusing in the sense of why the hell are they showing us this?
Right.
You know, so and for that matter, the event takes an entire day.
Right.
Seemingly.
It's many, many hours.
OG and I get there and we have to have lunch before we go because Hasbro provides no food.
Right. You have to get out lunch and potty breaks.
Yes.
Prior to attending.
Correct. And then and by the time you get out, it's dinner time. So
right.
I was expecting much of the same.
Right.
When I went to the Hasbro New York Comic Con preview night event thing on Wednesday night.
And much to your surprise.
And OG was unable to go, so I am feverishly texting OG about the fact that he's missing one of the best industry gathering party type things that I've ever been to.
Right.
There was so much food. They had all kinds of, they were passing around food. Then they had these other sort of sort of racks or shelves that just had food on it that they kept replenishing.
Nice.
Open bar.
Nice.
The length of the party. And then they had all of their products sort of decorating the bar and, you know, other areas of the place where they had the party, which was great. They were celebrating the Star Wars Angry Birds product release.
Right.
So they did have some stuff on display that was, you know, kind of, you know, hands-off-ish. You know, there were like three Marvel Legends figures. Right. There was like zero Star Wars stuff with the exception of Angry Birds. They had these fun little Angry Birds type games that you could play using the product. Like this is like an Angry Birds slingshot.
Right.
And these little Angry Bird sort of Nerf type ball, softball things. And you kind of shoot it with the slingshot and you try to get it through the hole, but there's a spinning thing. I mean, it was just, there was that. That was one thing. Then there was, did I mention there was food?
Yes, I think you sort of mentioned.
I can't stress enough how much food there was at this thing. It was ridiculous. Considering the last time we got food at a Hasbro event, it was a cookie that said Hasbro on it.
Yeah, it had one of those like paper.
Yeah.
Like paper, but you can eat it.
Yeah, awful.
Things on top of the cookie.
Awful.
And a bottle of Hasbro
printable
water.
Printable frosting paper, yeah. Or something. Yeah, and a bottle of Hasbro water, exactly. we were talking about that at the party. There are some people, not only us, that still have the cookie.
Oh.
Which I thought I was the only one, but I guess I wasn't. Well, in 10 years, I'll be the only one.
I had to use my cookie once.
To what? Wedge a door open there?
Yeah, no, I had a table that was slightly uneven.
That's it.
I just put it under it. One leg.
And so that was great. We got to look at stuff. We got to talk. I got to talk to a lot of people.
Right.
You know, most of our friends. I really spent a lot of time talking with Paul. From Jedi Temple Archives.
Nice.
A great Star Wars site. The great Star Wars collecting site. So you should check them out. We actually have, we were linked in on an article.
We were. We'll get to
that. But I'll get to that, yeah. So got a chance to talk to Paul, which was great. Got a chance to talk to a lot of people, talk to some Hasbro people. And one of the things that they showed there was the Star Trek Creos.
Nice.
Which led to the inevitable question of me asking every person there who worked for Hasbro, so when are you announcing Star Trek 3 3/4?
Right.
And their answer was, Creos. Did you check out the Creos? So I'm guessing Toy Fair.
That's right.
5 more months before that announcement, I'm thinking.
That's right.
So there was that. We saw all the usual, not usual. We saw all the usual people. Sir Steve is there.
Right.
Paul from Jedi Temple Archives is there. Yeah, a bunch Matt of the.
Booker was there?
Well, Matt Booker would be an unusual person.
Oh, okay.
So, however, he was there. He was there. Paul from Idle Hands Blog. Nomad Paul.
Yep, long time friend of the show.
Yes. He was there as well. And, just a slew of others. That we may or may not have talked about on the show. So there was that. And then that party ended.
Right.
At the end of the night, we got gift bags, which is also a thing that has never occurred before at a Hasbro event.
Not in a long time.
Well, my friend, let me tell you. Inside the bag were a plethora of items.
Right.
An Old Man Logan 3 3/4 Marvel Universe
figure. With Baby Hulk.
Which was superb. There was a Transformers game. There was a My Little Pony.
There was a Transformers Creo in there too.
Creo. There
Energon
was
John Bumblebee.
Yes, there was a G.I. Joe vehicle
right
in there. Bunch of other stuff. A lot of stuff. And then in addition to that, at the end of the night, they were like, well, we're not going to pack up all the stuff we used to decorate. So have at it. So at 10 o'clock, like the savages
right.
that we are, the collecting of the display, not the display products, but like the decorative products
right.
began. And I was fortunate enough to get some things
would
probably never purchase.
Right.
And so in the end, it had me, well, I look like Randy from Christmas Story. I couldn't put my arms down.
I can't put my arms down.
Because my hands were both full and I had stuff under my arms. I actually hurt my right arm.
Rotator cuff tear?
Really, really badly. Yeah, I could barely lift anything for like 2 days.
Unbelievable.
And so, yeah, so that was pretty much the Hasbro event. It was awesome. I want to thank Joe Moscone.
Oh, Joe, he's a swell man. Him and his beard.
Yeah, for having us, inviting us to that. That was certainly great of him. And also for setting it up, because I think if they could do that kind of thing at Toy Fair, everybody would love it. But I know that there are reasons that they can't.
Right.
Like the fact that they have it at the Time Center, and their Time Center is a bunch of... I'm going for something like anal douchebag, but I want it to be clean.
I was just
going to
go with Nazi.
Nazi. Okay. But we should say that is not a reflection of Hasbro.
Oh, no.
A reflection of Joe's company. What company is that? Do you know what Joe's company?
I don't remember.
I can't remember what. Publicity.
Yeah.
Joe's going to be upset that we didn't remember.
Also, for new listeners, yeah. This show has the explicit tag.
Yes, has the explicit tag. That's okay. I don't think anybody is hearing a word that they didn't hear in third grade on this show. So
I don't think anybody is hearing a word that they didn't scream when they figured out that they didn't win the Harry Potter raffle.
Possibly. In fact, we should probably announce who did win the Harry Potter.
Sometime today.
Just leave it. We'll do it later. So, so that was pretty much Wednesday night. Now we get into Thursday.
And thus begins the con.
Yes. So we arrive at the con and we are prepared to meet whatever challenges occur. Last year, the challenge we met when we arrived at Comic-Con was we had no booth.
And there was catchet in it.
Well,
there, and the well, space the, that should have been our booth.
Well, there was no booth.
That's right.
Right. There was... like what would you call it? It's like a dumpster full of giveaway bags.
Right.
Two dumpsters full of giveaway bags in what was our booth.
Right.
And then once they cleared the dumpsters out and were setting up the booth portion of our booth,
right,
there was fresh, steamy cat shit in the corner. So you go into this a second time. Well, for us it's like, I don't know, the eighth time, but you go into this situation after having that experience. And you're ready for anything.
With trepidation.
Yes. And I have to say, I want to thank Samantha.
Yes.
Over at Reed Exhibitions. She was our contact over there. And she was awesome.
And I also want to thank, and I wish I could remember his name, but the gentleman who actually was like in charge of our section on
Skip.
The floor. Skip, yes.
Yeah.
Skip was tremendous.
Awesome.
In fixing whatever little minor
problems were
issues
occurring.
There were.
He just said, hey, you should have another thing there, blah, 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 and then it was there.
It was there. Just
the end.
I mean, really, I'm going to honestly say that this could be, from like con staff personnel, this probably could be one of the best experiences I had
at
Comic-Con. It always ends up being really good, but this year was really, it was almost issue-free.
So by the end of the first day, by the end of the first day, we were like, something bad is going to happen because everything that happened was good.
Expecting to come back and have our booth TP'd.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get hit by a bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like something like Javits Center was going to burn down or something because there was virtually no problems on that day at all, which was bizarre.
Right.
So we get everything set up. We get to look around a little bit, barely at all. And then pretty much the con starts. And we have Dickie Page.
That's right.
Who you can check out. What's his? Do you have a URL?
It's umetoys.blogspot.com, I believe.
UME.
But go to the episode notes over at bigkevsgeekstuff.com for this episode 265.
Right.
And you will see a link to Dickie Page's website.
Okay, so Dickie Page was one of our guests. So he's there, and we only get to see Dickie Page like once a year. Not you, OG, because you get to see him at the end of the month. But I only get to see him once a year. So that was nice. We get to hang around with Dickie Page, who is a ball of fun. And then Chuckles McDuck from across the pond shows up.
Oh, you know, can we take a should we take a side note?
Go ahead.
All right. So Chuckles McDuck, I'm assuming you're referring to, is Jeff Beckett.
No, I was referring to Fran.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. No, Chuckles McDuck, Fran, was tremendous in helping set up our booth this year.
On that day.
So
yeah,
special shout out.
So we
and
wanted
thanks.
To thank him.
And
oh, I didn't get to finish. Samantha G. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't give out her last name. From Reed Exhibitions was awesome. Really, yes. Really awesome. We put in some requests. They were all met. There were no issues whatsoever. It was awesome. Go.
Fran, in addition to being really tremendous, also helped us out because neither of us were able to necessarily get our books last week because of the con setup. And he happened to be at Midtown Comics for the Scott Snyder signing
yeah.
and got us each personalized signed copies of Batman 13 with that special
with the
Joker
cover.
So that was really tremendously awesome and huge.
And then on top of that, we had Matt Booker, who also showed up.
That's right.
At that time. Booker brings us European Kit Kats.
Yeah, which was also awesome.
Yeah. The chunky ones, which if you've never had a chunky Kit Kat from Europe,
right,
you're missing out on something.
Yes, you're missing something very important.
Very, very important. And I should say they didn't last. I don't believe they lasted 2 days.
I think they were gone
by Friday afternoon. Yeah.
We tried to ration them. But by ration them, I mean we ate them all.
Yes.
Mostly before Thursday night.
But No. By Friday.
Yeah, by Friday.
They were gone. Yeah, by the end of the day. And then all we had was the regular European Kit Kats.
And then,
then they started to go.
And then our sustenance for the rest of Thursday, Crave cereal.
Oh, man. Thank you for reminding me. So right across, this is probably the only thing worth talking about on Thursday. And nothing else happened on
Thursday night, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as the con goes.
Right.
So, right across from our booth, like a catty corner, was the Crave cereal booth. Kellogg's is giving away, like, cup-sized samples of Crave cereal in chocolate or regular.
It was chocolate stuffed with chocolate.
Right.
Or vanilla stuffed with
chocolate. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So, and it's like, and they're just giving it away. And it's like, yes, because they're right across from us. So if we get hungry and we need a snack, we can just go right across and have as much Crave cereal as we want. Big ass mistake.
By Sunday, it was like.
Not even by Sunday. By Friday morning.
Don't eat the Crave. No,
Friday morning. Crave. Do not eat the Crave
telling
cereal.
Telling other guests at the con.
Because
don't
we ate so much. And I have to say, without being vulgar, I had to void the amount of Crave cereal that I had eaten the day before on Friday morning before going to the con.
Yeah.
It was like passing a cardboard box.
Right. It went in cereal, but it came out of cereal box.
It came out poorly. It was awful.
It was an uncomfortable situation. When we were at the Busted Tooth Noodle House later that night.
Busted Tooth Noodle House at Thursday night, right. Well, we'll get there.
Well, yeah.
So long and short of it is, I would never eat Crave cereal again. And I don't think anyone else should eat Crave cereal either.
Or at least maybe if you eat it in small,
I did not
normal
eat,
quantities.
No way.
But I didn't have any.
I didn't have a single piece of
Friday,
it.
Friday, Saturday, or
Friday,
Sunday.
Friday, Saturday,
zero.
Or Sunday. They even gave us a box of it. At the end, they're like, oh, you guys are so. Well,
do we still
a
have
lot
that
of
box?
Stuff. Oh, we still have it somewhere.
Maybe we should share it with the listener.
You want to give that away?
I think we should.
All right. So if.
Figure it out before the end of the
episode. Okay. So let's move on because there's a lot. Thursday night, we went to the, after the con, we went to the John Paul Kaiser opening.
Right. At Yo-Yo Mart.
Yo-Yo Mart.
And this was his Star Wars custom show focusing on just characters from A New Hope with some exceptions. The theme of the show was supposed to be A New Hope.
What was the exceptions?
Boba Fett.
Oh yeah. Okay. All the bounty hunters.
All the bounty hunters.
But they were not in that scale.
No, I know, but they were there. They were part of the show, but they kind of were outside of the scope of.
So he did all of the New Hope characters were essentially in the 4-inch money dunny.
Yeah, that's what. The
5-inch.
Yeah,
it's, 4 or 5-inch.
Yeah, 5-inch probably.
Right, the sort of blank money dunnies, and he just did black and white. Two exceptions to that, but just black and white. What do you call it? Black and white drawing on the dunnies.
Right. It was monies. I think there was a Fat Cap in there. It was some Toy Tour
keys
in there. It was a couple of different.
The Fat Cap was R2-D2, right?
The Fat Cap was R2-D2.
And that was one of the two that had color.
Right. That had,
that
blue,
had
in it.
Blue. And you remember what the other one was?
Boba Fett had red.
Oh, I wasn't counting Boba Fett.
Oh, okay.
I was just counting the regular
five. No, I don't remember the other one.
The Sand Trooper. had an orange pauldron.
Had orange, right.
Red orange pauldron. Right. And those were on the 5-inch range, but he did do the Bounty Hunters from Empire.
In like a 10-inch scale.
They were like,
kind
no,
of.
Higher. It was like a
12-inch scale.
Something like
maybe?
That, yeah. A 2-foot scale.
They were big.
They were big. And those were a variety of different types as well.
Right.
One was like Mickey-eared and yeah, one like...
It was like a large scale Vinylmation. There was at least one or two Toyers, I think, there from
A variety of them. Yeah, so we went there and we did that and we took pictures. And what we want to do is go over to the Big Kev's Geek Stuff site, BigKev'sGeekStuff.com, and you can get a link over to Jedi Temple Archives,
right,
where the photo gallery that we shot exists, so you can actually check out the pictures from the show over there. And we talked to John, and you know, we had a good time. We met some people. We met the owner of Yo-Yo Mart, who was like, what was his name? It was like Francois. It was some Frenchy.
Was
name.
It like Sebastian or
something? I don't know. Yeah. Frenchy
I
name.
I think it was Sebastian. For some reason, that's
Sebastian. I don't know. Whatever it was, he was a nice feller. We you know, rub elbows with a few people, and then off we went. We weren't, I don't think we were there half an hour, were we?
Nah, probably a little bit longer than that, but not by much.
But then it was time to go to the Busted Tooth Noodle House.
For our annual gathering.
For our annual gathering right or down the street from gathering. Toy Tokyo.
Right.
There's no real story to come out of the Busted Tooth Noodle House. Except for the fact that we all had a good time.
Great company.
Nobody's teeth got broken.
That's right.
And I think that was
We left before the sake started to flow. Me and you left
and
before the
once,
sake started
And
to
once
flow.
Eric Scarecrow was like, Let's get the sake. OG and I were like, we gotta go because we gotta get up at dawn.
Right.
So yeah. we're gonna step out.
Yes, we are departing.
We enjoyed our dollar beers and our Busted Tooth Noodle House cuisine.
Right, we're ramen out. And sticks.
Yeah. So out we went. That was Thursday.
Right.
Friday.
Okay.
We get to the con at dawn.
We get there rather early.
Yes. We get inside, we get a little breakfast.
Right.
We open the booth. Everything is ready to go. And we walk around a little bit. Then right. We both get a chance to walk a little bit on
we
Friday.
We did get a chance to walk right. A little bit on Friday.
And then the onslaught of people.
Yeah. See, you have to save onslaught for Saturday.
I was going in a completely different.
Oh, you were going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going like, I guess, onslaught. I'm telling you a word that's larger than onslaught, like yeah. Exodus. That's going out.
Right.
So anti-Exodus right. Or...
I don't know. But anyway, Friday was rather busy. You know, our booth guests on Friday were Rich Page again was there with us and a
sir
from the Jelly Empire. Dickie Page was there with us on Friday. And as well as Selena from the Jelly Empire, they were both there with some exclusives and whatnot.
What about Argonaut Eric?
He wasn't there until Saturday.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
But nothing really huge happened on Friday. I mean, con-wise. I mean, the big news to come out of the con, I think, on Friday was that Coulson lives. And he will be the central character in the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Coulson.
Yeah, well, Coulson, right. Whatever.
And he was there at the con.
Yes.
And walking around, too. Yeah. Because I've seen at least... a dozen photos now of people with the actor.
Also people that happened to...
Which I was ticked off about.
Happened to stop by the booth and maybe perhaps say hi on Friday.
Yes.
Chris Reiniak. With Amanda Louis-Spade, which was awesome. I never met Amanda before. Chris is a longtime friend of the show.
Sure.
Good to see him. Great to meet her. Of course, with them also wandering a boot was the doctor himself, Doc A.
Yes.
Came by the booth, which was great for me because I got to get my Ironclad Decimator signed.
Right.
Without the hullabaloo of
bringing
waiting in lines and bringing
it,
it,
yeah,
et cetera.
That was great.
And Doc A, awesome.
Yeah, I actually, great guy. I had a great conversation with Doc A. And I don't really, I want to say Doc A because that is his name, his artist name. But I we're on first name basis.
Yeah, we were calling him Bruce.
I just call him Bruce.
We're calling him Bruce.
He asked me to call him Bruce.
Absolutely.
So, so we had a good time with Doc A. We talked to him about a variety of things, but we'll get to that later.
Do we want to talk about any of the things that we picked up? I can't remember what days I picked things up, but there were some really great purchases and awesome giveaways. I mean,
don't remember.
How about...
There was the Night of the Owl's Mask.
The Court of the Owl's Mask.
Court of the Owl's Mask,
Was, first of all, it was next to impossible to get unless you were camping the DC booth.
It was a DC giveaway.
Right.
just a simple white mask, just like you would imagine it.
It was, it's the white mask that the court wears. Kind of classic, you know, it's sculpted to look like the owl face.
Two eyes cut out.
But they were giving it away.
Simple plastic mask.
They were giving it away like every 15 to 20 minutes, sort of at random, limited amount, and then you had to just wait. But the problem was waiting in the DC booth was next to impossible. So it really was kind of luck of the draw. Let's put it, I tried all weekend long to actually get one by being at the DC booth.
Right.
And it didn't work out. I did eventually end up with one.
Right.
But not by getting one through the DC booth.
One of the things.
Some of the other things that I picked up, and I'm just peppering these in here. I'll pepper in a little each day. But I picked up, and you got one of as well, the J. Scott Campbell Rocketeer print.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Was really, really awesome.
And Campbell was very nice. And the surprising thing about the J. Scott Campbell booth, I have to say, is that nobody was there.
Yeah, it wasn't slammed. There were people there. It was kind of steady, but it wasn't slammed. And I remember in years past, maybe 3 years ago, the year the first calendar came out, the first Fairy Tales calendar came out, I had to wait in line for, it had to be an hour just to buy the calendar that year and get it signed.
Right.
So, I mean, it was pretty nutty in years past. But this year was, but you know, Mr. Campbell was very polite. He was happy to chat, sign, and you know, he was even, you know, signing lots of different things. So that was great. I'm trying to think.
He was doing sketches too, by the way.
I know, but I have a Campbell
sketch. I know, I'm just saying.
I'm trying to think what else I got on Friday. I mean, I got a bunch of stuff from Dickie Page. He did a Perry the Platypus custom for me, which was really awesome.
Right.
I picked up one of his Wookiee magnets, which was really great.
Right.
And, I'm trying to think. I did get a set of the, OMFG Stealth exclusives, which were at our booth.
Right. It's getting ahead. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we could thank them for participating in our booth and making it an excellent.
Well, why don't we thank them chronologically?
Well, we saw them on Friday.
I didn't see them on Friday.
I think we saw George, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, absolutely. We did. We saw George and we saw Aileen because then we saw them later that night at the Doc A show.
Oh, that's
so chronologically speaking. Wait a minute.
Did we see them at the Doc A show?
Yes, sir. You took Aileen's bag and tucked it behind your chair.
Right, remember? You're right.
Aileen got asked by some guy to go salsa dancing,
can we square this away? Aileen or Aileen?
Aileen, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying because
I believe it's Aileen. I know it's Aileen. And I said Aileen and I apologize.
And like the man they used to call Cyclops is like Oleen, and then somebody else is like Erlene.
No.
And what?
Aileen.
Are you laughing because I said the man they used to call Cyclops?
Yes. He's not the mayor.
Do you see how I'm the mayor? Oh. Yeah.
He's been the mayor for a while.
We'll get to the mayor a little bit later on.
But hold on. So I there are other exclusives, but we'll talk about more each day. Let's get to
Friday night.
Let's get to Friday night. So Friday night. At My Plastic Heart.
Right.
Great shop. Vin is a friend of the show. We go there a bunch.
All the time.
He was hosting the Doc A show, Postcards from New Yorkshire was the name of the show. And all I have to say about the work that was at the show.
Now, you shot some of that work, so they can check out.
They will see photos of this work.
So one of the things that we haven't mentioned about Big Kev's Geek Stuff is if you're listening to our show on any sort of iDevice,
right,
iPad, iPhone, iPod, computer, yeah. iMac,
yeah. QuickTime, anything that plays MPRA or MOV.
You can see some of the images of things that we're talking about. They will come up right as we're talking about them. And if not, you can always go to Big Kev's Geek Stuff and check out the photo gallery for this episode
of
Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Right. And we should now distinguish that is not the same as our New York Comic Con photo gallery.
Right, which will be up by the end of the week.
Which probably will be a separate post, not the post for this show.
Right.
So there's that.
So the Doc A show. Amazing. I mean, the man just does amazing work.
Amazing. And you know what? The pieces are, I have to say, on the little on the pricey side.
They are.
But that said, most of them are sold before we got there.
Right. And we should say that this isn't just a custom show. Those pieces, maybe with a couple of exceptions, I mean, I think they're all original creations. He's making those out of other things.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like he's just, not that there's anything wrong with a custom show. Custom shows are great too, and they serve a purpose. The John Paul Kaiser show was amazing. But you know, the John Paul Kaiser pieces were selling for like $220, $250.
Two.
Is that right? Yeah. Two. The Doc A pieces were selling for
$2,500. We're also selling for
$2,000. Thousand. $5,000, I think, was the biggest, most expensive piece there.
Yep.
But his work is just, I mean, it's aggravating how good it is.
It is. And it's aggravating. It's aggravating.
Because own it.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah. And from an artistic point, because you're like, God damn, he is onto something here.
So there was that.
Yeah. And what we had planned to do was
bounce.
we had planned to rub some elbows, and OG and I are exhausted at this point.
Right.
But we planned to rub some elbows and say some highs and byes and, you know, the things that we would normally do at an opening, hang with Doc A, talk to him, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then bounce, get some sleep. And then Doc A, or Bruce,
mentions.
Bruce says, oh, are you guys waiting? Are you guys going to hang out for Guillermo? And we were like, qua?
Yeah.
What? And he says, oh, yeah, I've just been on the phone with him, and he's coming, but he's stuck at a thing he's doing until 10 o'clock or something British. And so suggested that we wait. And
wait we did
because the Guillermo in question was Guillermo del Toro.
That's right.
The director of, amongst other things, Blade 3, Hellboy 1 and 2,
Pan's Labyrinth, the upcoming Pacific Rim,
and almost directed The Hobbit.
Right.
So we were very excited about this because, I mean, this is an opportunity that you don't want to pass up.
Right.
My plastic heart is very small.
Very small.
So you get 25 people in there.
And it's a problem.
It's pretty crowded.
Right.
But by the time Guillermo actually got there, which was 10:30-ish.
I'm saying like 10 to 15 people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say right around there, 10 to 15 people. Which was great because then we just got to hang out with Guillermo del Toro.
That's right. We just chatted and...
And Doc A.
Right. And he checked out
Chris Rainiac, right. And,
right.
You know, and a few other select persons that we were able to spend time with. I think Lou Pimentel was there.
Lou showed up, and Aileen and George were there for a little bit.
They left.
Oh, they left before that. That's right.
Right.
Eric Scarecrow was there, and Eric Scarecrow goes to leave. Puts his hand on Guillermo del Toro's shoulder, like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And says goodbye to Bruce, Doc,
yeah.
And leaves.
And walks out.
No idea.
Not knowing
it was Guillermo del Toro. So that was, I got some pleasure out of that. A little bit of Schadenfreude.
A
little bit, a little bit. And I busted his chops the
poor
next day.
Poor Eric Scarecrow.
But you know what? Guillermo del Toro, very nice.
Nice,
very
down-to-earth guy.
Clearly just a fan of the creature work that Doc A does.
Yeah.
And it was a great memorable experience that likely will not be reproduced at any other point in time of my life.
And
so thumbs up.
All it cost us, was decent amount of sleep.
Was about probably 3 hours of sleep. That was the price.
Well, more for me.
Yeah.
So that brings us to midway of the,
that's right.
Comic-Con story. So why don't we take a break, OG, and we'll be right back. With the second portion of the show this evening, right here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 265, New York Comic Con 2012.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff is sponsored by Superpower Collectibles, superpowercollectibles.com, for all of your geeky goodness, statues, toys, action figures, busts, comic books. Check out superpowercollectibles.com. Of course, if you use coupon code BIGKEV during checkout, you get $10 off your purchase, $50 or more. And purchases over $100 or more get free shipping. So check out superpowercollectibles.com. And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 265, New York Comic Con 2012.
It's a very special episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Uh-oh. We want to open this segment by announcing...
Is there like a plushed New York Comic Con and it's like, show us where New York Comic Con touched you kind of thing?
Yes.
Well, that's very special.
A very special episode. we want to open this segment by announcing, in fact, who did win the Harry Potter Wizards Edition box. Well, we wanted to.
Well, we have so much to talk
about.
Then
we decided we had too much to talk
about.
We'll
get to that. There's plenty of time left.
Now it's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. So Saturday morning comes. And again, it was a pretty good con day. I mean, again, Dickie Page, Selena from Jelly Empire, and this day,
Eric from Argonauts Resins
all day. The three of them rotating in and out throughout the course of the day with all their exclusives. And
we have that other fella that day too.
Yeah, he was Saturday. The other thing I should say is some people have asked me about the El Gato Muerto Tuts stickers that we had at our booth,
right?
That we were selling. We're going to be opening up a store in the next week or two online.
Oh yeah.
And those stickers are going to be up for sale online.
Sweet.
So those will be up. Our stickers will be up in there. Eventually, when the series is fully released, whatever Art Hustle stuff we have will probably be included in there. Hopefully, some T-shirts and other things down the line. So look forward to that down the line.
Cool.
Back to Saturday. So it was a pretty good con day. I mean, I got to walk around a little bit. Saturday was impossible to walk around the center section of the con. So what we should say is, for those of you who weren't there, the con had four sections this year.
Okay.
There was our section.
The block.
Which was like the block, podcast arena, and some other
mishmash.
Then there were two tunnels.
It was two tunnels into the main room.
Which had like small press.
Large press.
Large press.
Video games.
Video games.
Dealers.
Dealers and vendors.
Right.
Right. And other mishmash. Right.
And then
publishers and stuff were in there.
And then finally at the very far north
was Artist Alley.
Artist Alley in its own sort of space.
Which was initially a lot of people complained about Artist Alley. It's removed, blah, blah, blah. Except that it ended up being a great boon.
Yeah.
Is my understanding to the people there, because the rows were very wide and it allowed people to really appreciate each individual table. You could really stop and talk. You could really check things out, as opposed to years past where Artist Alley, it's cramped. If you don't make that tunnel right down, some booths you never even get to see.
Right.
So it being separate, and there was no shortage of traffic down there.
Right.
It was busy. There was just a lot of room.
And then there was the lower level,
which was the panels.
Panels.
And like some gaming stuff.
And autograph signings down there too.
Yeah, panels, autographs, and gaming, I think, was down there. So those were the four distinct sections.
Right.
The middle section, the main room, it would take you easily 40 minutes to an hour to get from one side to the other.
Now, I clocked it in at about 25 minutes to get from the farthest point in Artist Alley to our booth.
Oh, no.
In the middle of Saturday.
It took me 45 minutes.
Really?
At one point on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe if you went to the very front or the very
back.
No,
I went through the thick of it. Yeah.
No, it took me about 40 minutes.
I got a thing, though. When people stop in the middle of a walking row, when there's 100,000 people walking around to take a picture.
You just want to pull their spine out
of their back. I just walk right in front because it's so stupid and it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. I actually heard some people talking about they should have designated spots for people to do photos and cosplay photos.
Yep.
And my response to this was, well, that existed in Artist Alley. So if you can think of Artist Alley, Kev, and for those of you who don't know,
I saw it.
Off to
it
the
had
side
that
there.
Red carpet area there. Yeah.
And with different backdrops and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw people taking photos
there. There was that. There was also the tunnels. People were using the tunnels for those purposes.
You just never, there's no way to fully control it. It's just impossible. Some of the other things I picked up at the con, Arson was doing a signing at Kid Robot
for the Dunny,
for his Dunny release, which I got. That was an awesome piece. We got a couple pieces from Dave Healy.
This
time around, a print
Healy made
a print, couple of resin pieces.
Right.
And I'll post some photos of that, as well as links to his site, or Arson's site as well. So those were really cool. Chris Dolfer I'm drawing a blank now. On his company, but and I'll post a link to his Tumblr page. But he had these Order 66 TIE Fighter pilots in carbonite pieces that he had cast.
It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, but they were awesome though. I really like those. So we got some of those. I'm trying to think what else we had. I got the Spanky Stokes custom stroll at his signing. I'm trying to think. I know there's more stuff.
I eventually got the Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes. Concert poster from the Archie booth.
From the Archie booth.
You got me that Green Arrow glass.
The Green Arrow glass.
Which was really cool.
Yep.
I got my Green Arrow and Black Canary Tuts and Jelly Bot.
Well, let's let's keep moving forward with regards to what happened on Saturday.
So Saturday.
Joining us on Saturday was Fifi.
Fifi was there on Saturday as well.
Little Fifi's Who Stuff right here on the show. And I have to take full responsibility for the fact that there hasn't been an episode in a while. It is entirely my fault.
It is entirely your
fault. She did write. She did write one. She'll write about her con experience.
Oh, good.
And then we should have one possibly next week.
Okay.
But that said, so it was Little Fifi's first real convention,
which must have been an overwhelming experience.
It certainly was. But I did manage to get her over to the Doctor Who sort of. There's always that one Doctor Who booth.
Right.
Where they have it's like five tables long and it's all Doctor Who stuff and they have Doctor Who guests signing there. Now, who did they have this
Caitlin time? Blackwood.
Caitlin Blackwood.
Which was young Amelia Pond.
Right. Young Amelia Pond. Amelia Pond?
Yeah.
Oh, is that her name? Amelia? Uh-huh. Oh, Amy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say Amy Pond?
Because she's young Amelia Pond at that point.
Couldn't you just say young Amy Pond? Why do you have to be confusing about it?
Don't look confusing to you, sir.
The point is,
I'm sure Fifi knew exactly what I was talking about.
Fifi got her pick.
See?
We also, she took a picture with a big Dalek as well. Nice. So she had a great time. She has a lot of stuff to talk about. So she's going to bug me about making sure that I
do something with it.
Doing my part to make sure that her segments get done. So she joined us. And then really, other than that, on Saturday, to the best of my knowledge, the only story is the throng of people.
It was ridiculous. And actually, we should say Saturday, they shut the con down.
Yeah.
For like an hour, they stopped letting people in.
Yep.
Because they had hit capacity, which I don't get, but
were near capacity.
Oh, is that what it was?
But then a lot of people were eating the Crave cereal.
Oh, right.
So that kind of pushed them over a little.
There were suddenly cardboard boxes everywhere.
Yeah, seriously. But so the Crave cereal went on all weekend, by the way.
Right. Said
that. So it was really, and we're at the part of the con where everything's like, yes, there's a nice walking crowd. But then by Saturday, it was like we were in the main room some point.
It was nuts.
There were so many people.
Yeah.
There were so many costumes.
Yes, there were
we should talk about
of costumes.
I know the one that I was really impressed by the most was the engineer guy.
From Prometheus. Yeah, it was pretty fucking awesome.
And there's a picture of that. You're probably looking at it right now. There were a lot of other costumes and stuff as well. You can check out our Big Kev's Geek Stuff, New York Comic Con 2012 photo gallery to see.
I only saw one Leia.
You mentioned that.
There was only one Leia.
One slave Leia.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What is this? What are these cons coming to?
Was it a dude?
No, it actually was a girl. A
lot of dudes dressing as.
Did you see the one dude? He was in a different Disney villain S each day.
No.
I saw him as Cruella de Vil.
Right.
And I saw him as Ursula.
Was that the guy?
Yeah.
That guy was huge. Yeah,
and then he was another one.
Right.
Too. But I saw Cruella de Vil and Ursula. And that was maybe like Friday and Saturday, and he was someone else on Sunday.
Frightening. Ursula. Frightening.
But yeah, there was, you know, it's a lot of cosplay, some really good.
And I think that's really
less than good.
I think that's the bulk of the story for Saturday, really.
Until Saturday night.
Saturday night, we were privileged and honored to be invited to the 2012
Clutter Magazine Designer Toy Awards.
Right. And it was at a lovely establishment.
The Providence.
Yes, Providence. They had a little food.
It was and it was pretty good, too.
You know, the food was good, which was great because we're starving at this point.
Yeah, no concept of food at
We've had
point.
Con food. I think that day we had ordered in Chinese.
We had ordered in Chinese, which was also a mistake. We had been eating con food.
There's no
street meat. And or McDonald's and Crave.
Yeah.
It's pretty much it.
Well, only the first day.
Was the only really decent
meal. I was thinking about this. You know, we did not eat a decent meal for 4 days.
No. Now, my system by Sunday night, I was so ill by the time. My stomach was so ill by Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we're not like health nuts or anything, but you just realize exactly how much you eat.
But I cook dinner at home most nights.
Yeah, I know.
And I make, you know, and you do too. I know, and your wife does, you know. I eat a somewhat normal dinner each night.
Right.
Everything was fried or greasy or processed.
Or awful.
It was rough. So
but
the food at the Designatory was a welcome change.
It was nice. Like steamed green beans.
And they had good. Nice... Those carrots were really good.
Yeah, really good.
Some good food there.
Yeah, good stuff. And they had salad. So it was very nice.
Right.
And then the Designer Toy Awards started, hosted by friend of this program, the Super Suck Lord.
That's right.
And his lordship, I have to say, did a wonderful job.
He did do a good job.
Considering.
You know what? There were some technical issues. And
yeah, certainly.
And he made it all very bearable.
Yeah, his lordship did do his best to kind of keep the show moving along.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. And he did make some comments which met with some mixed reviews.
When
Kid Robot won anything.
Right.
There was a comment
keeping
always.
The status quo whatever it was.
Another vote for the status quo. And yeah, there were some things that, but overall, I think it was a real fun experience. We did get to hang out with a lot of really drunk artists. And other people like Spanky Stokes.
And we should, you know, we can quickly mention, you know, some friends of the show who won some things. Andrew,
let's start with Dickie Page.
Well, Dickie Page won a raffle.
He won a raffle. That's awesome winning, raffle. Sir. He won a lot of stuff at that raffle, too.
Best licensed product was Android by Andrew Bell. It's nice. Andrew's a pretty nice guy. I've met him a couple times. Spanky from Spanky Stokes. John Spanky Stokes.
He was hammered.
He won best blog, but at the end of the night, Spanky was in. He was in. I love you, man.
I love you, drunk. I love you, man. Drunk mode.
So good to me. You're always so nice, man. It was great. But I really do. I love Spanky. So that was nice. Sucklord did not win anything that night. Scott Tolleson, who I'm a huge fan of, he won for best plush. I don't know. I'll post a link.
J. Rue
won for best customizer.
Doesn't remember getting the award.
Which is very funny.
Yeah.
J. Rue, who at least a dozen times this weekend, he almost accosted me this. It was like almost harassment. When am I going to be able to do the show?
I promised him
that it will happen.
Well, if he would just admit to the world that he is Banksy.
That's right.
We would have him on the show in a second.
October Toys won for best miniseries with the OMFG figures. Lev.
Yeah.
From Toy Tokyo won the Lifetime Achievement Award,
which was really a really nice presentation and a great award. And Lev's a great yet bitter old man, but he still is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't think bitter's the right word. Grumpy. Yeah.
Toy of the Year was Little Two by Tara McPherson.
Yeah, that was really whack piece. I had actually seen that piece on the floor that day and was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was a good show. There were some great winners. Again, I'll post the link to the complete list of winners, but we went over most of them there.
So we got out of there.
Well, hold on.
What?
We should say that the mayor.
Oh, the mayor.
we
were sitting at the mayor's table.
We were sitting with the mayor. And we should thank the mayor for getting us that table.
We should, and we do appreciate it.
And we shared that table with Mrs. Arson as well.
Yes.
Lovely. And Benny's wife was with us also for a bit.
As well
table.
as
Simeon was with us. He was right next
Simeon
to us.
Simeon was next to us from the
from, yeah.
Art
Sidekick
Hustle. Right,
and
Art Sidekick.
Hustle. I love Simeon.
And also the Lady Suck. Was also
oh,
there.
That's right. She sat with us.
Suck Lord and the Suck Lady, I guess, was with us as well.
So they were short on presenters.
And yeah, they
were just calling out, who wants to present this next award?
And the mayor couldn't get his hand up fast enough.
And he did. He presented the award to the winner was Sarah Harvey, I believe, and it was for best collection.
Right.
So that was fun. I'm glad for Rob that he got to do that, and clearly
the mayor
he was enthralled.
The mayor had tied a few on.
I think he had maybe a drink or two at that point.
But
everybody had a drink or two at that point.
Mayor was very vocal.
He was very vocal.
Very vocal.
So that
making
was,
the evening very interesting for those of us at his table.
So that was more or less Saturday, right? Well, you want to talk about the piece that you bought at the Designer Toy Awards?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to hold off on that.
Okay,
because I actually want to do more investigating about it before I talk about it.
So, again...
But I understand that the mayor is in possession.
Yes, he is. He texted me to say that he has it. So, So yeah, we saw a lot of our friends again that night. It's great to be part of that community and be part of that event. And I hope that we get to do it again next year or whenever else it is
right.
on the East Coast again.
Yeah, it actually will be on the East Coast.
Oh, it will be next year. They're going to do it at New York Comic Con again?
I discussed it with all the Clutter people.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Excellent.
So their positioning on that is that, well, you know, they have the show out west.
Right.
You know, the designer con is out west, and you know, a lot of the artists are on the East Coast.
Right. So this is a nice chance for that.
And it kind of splits it into two
good,
you know, distinct.
That makes me happy.
I'm glad. I hope we're much more involved next year is what I
hopefully.
Hope. Yeah. Hopefully.
Sunday.
So here's what happened Sunday.
Sunday I literally was The Walking Dead, even though it hadn't premiered until that night.
Yes.
And I've watched it, by the way, and it was really good. But literally Sunday, it was physically impossible to do almost anything on Sunday. I was so tired and I had no energy. Neither of us had any voice.
Right.
I think the only thing I did on Sunday was one last loop around Artist
That's
Alley.
It.
And that was it. The rest of the time, I literally sat at the booth. I couldn't move.
We saw Archie artist Fernando Ruiz.
Right. I didn't get to see Fern, but he was there.
Pushing his new book.
And I understand that at Fern's table, although I didn't see him either, was other friend of the show, Greg Del Curlo.
Greg Del Curlo was actually on Friday and Saturday. I heard he was there. So
that was a shame.
Yes, we missed him as well. But that was it. It was really time for one more sort of loop around and be done with it.
And that was pretty much it.
Yeah. I was so tired at that point. I was afraid to sit. So right. I stood for the entire time because I was afraid if I sat down,
you would fall asleep.
I'd fall asleep and be done.
We could say something we haven't said yet, but across from us, Catty Corner, on the kind of the opposite Catty Corner to Crave, Jeff Beckett made an appearance at the con.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
He has a fundraising thing going on right now.
Yeah, I don't think we want to mention that.
Oh, okay.
Because there are a lot of people who came to our booth looking for him.
It got yanked because the people at the Foosh.net reported him for fraud. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, really?
His fundraising thing was blocked and banned.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
It just happened this afternoon.
Wow.
So you know what though? We shared our booth neighbors, we should say, were really great people.
Pete'sBasement.com, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be checking out their
show. Is that what it is? Check the URL. Is it Pete'sBasement.com? Those guys were awesome. We're gonna get a link to their show up on our site. We had a lot of fun with those guys for 4 days. And there it is. Yeah. Pete'sBasement.com.
Yeah, so that was
they have
awesome.
Like a video blog kind of thing where they talk about a number of items.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun with them while they were they I guess they taped an episode while they were
they
there
did,
or something.
Yeah.
And some other things as well. And we're all looking out for each other, we're all having a good time. Pete'sBasement.com. Let's make sure we get a link up
absolutely
on the site so that everybody else can check those fellas out.
And I think that's it. Now normally for regular listeners of the show, this is where we would take a break and or do the wrap up.
Right.
We're not gonna do that tonight.
No,
we are foregoing that tonight.
That's true. And as actually I can hear the wrap up music starting,
but
so
we do have to make that announcement.
We do have to make the announcement. We don't have drum roll sound effect, right? Oh, please don't. What is this, Pete's Basement? We have a much higher production value.
I could probably get a drum roll sound effect. Hopefully you're hearing a drum roll now.
What is this, Flick?
Yeah.
We have terrible. much higher.
We have much higher production than Flick. Because there is no Flick.
Because there is no Flick. Awful. Someone's going to be very upset at you. So we should announce the winner. And OG, why don't you announce that name?
Sarah G. from Schenectady, New York. Now, Sarah, of course, at this point already knows
that Sarah already won. Knows that she's
and,
the winner.
And quite possibly, Schenectady not that far, quite possibly might actually have the prize.
I think by today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow she
I
should
think,
have it.
Yeah.
So again, congratulations to Sarah G.
Yes, and thank you to the dozens and dozens of people who entered the contest.
Yeah.
For the Harry Potter Wizards Edition box set raffle. That is the kind of prize that we like to reserve for a convention type appearance.
And you know what? I think next year at New York Comic Con, although we're not going to confirm what we'll have now, but I think we'll have another big raffle giveaway.
Oh, at least one.
And
probably many.
We should say for our local listeners,
yes,
New York, New Jersey,
uh-huh.
On November 17th, in Kearney, New Jersey is Geek Flea 4.
Geek Flea 4.
Which we will be at. We will have a table promoting the show. Yes. And stuff. And I should say also, I think we're going to have a raffle for that.
We're
going to
have a couple raffles.
Maybe not quite as big as this one.
Right.
But maybe a couple of smaller things. Sure. So awesome stuff.
I mean, sure.
So you should definitely check out Geek Flea 4 coming up. And thank you for the new listeners for tuning into this episode of Big House Geek Stuff, episode 265.
And we hope that you'll check out future episodes. You can also check out all of the past episodes that are up there on BigHeadsGeekStuff.com.
Right.
And so you can check those out. And moving forward, there's a lot of fun and exciting things that are going to be happening in the next few months here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So we want to prepare old and new listeners for that.
That's right.
OG, how can they stay involved, become part of, and otherwise join the family of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
You can visit us online at BigKev'sGeekStuff.com or check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Please like our page if you haven't. Someone came up to us at the booth and they were like, how do you guys not have as many likes as you should have on Facebook? And I was like, because some of our listeners are fucking lazy.
Yeah.
So
please like us on Facebook.
You could also check us out on Twitter at BK Geek Stuff and at Geek Stuff OG. And our YouTube channel is also BK Geek Stuff. Noticing a pattern here. Of course, you can join us over at the message boards, which we share or are hosted thanks to people over at October Toys and Toy Break. So check that out as well. And I think that's about it.
What about subscribing to us on iTunes?
You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Geek Stuff in the iTunes Music Store. And leave us a review.
A nice review.
And don't forget, of course, we mentioned earlier in the show, the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And I think.
What? And you think
it?
What?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, you just said, and I think, and then you trailed off. And then, I thought you dozed off for a second.
And then you say something like, and with that, OG.
Oh, thank you for reminding me how to do the show. And with that, OG, I think we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, this very special episode, by saying, good night, Harley Quinn, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.